top button, I'll test.
Hi guys, it's Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about Timidity. Timidity is basically a program that lets you use GUS patches or sound fonts as your MIDI player or MIDI out device. Now, Timidity started development in about 1995, and basically, originally it would play GUS patches without a GUS sound card. GUS standing for Gravis Ultrasound. And basically, in 1999, development stopped, and then someone took it over, and then they added sound font support. And basically, several years later, someone made a Windows MIDI out device for it, so you could use Timidity as a Windows MIDI player, Windows MIDI playback device with any program. So I'm going to show you how to install Timidity and get the, well, also another interesting point, the BrailleSense U2 actually uses GUS patches, so, and it also uses Timidity for its playback internally, I think. Because someone sent me a zip file of the contents of the Windows folder over BrailleSense U2. That's on my site as well. And I was able to get the GUS patches as well as its configuration file out of it. So, anyway, I'm going to install Timidity with the only option we need, because in the installer you can install a sound font and some other stuff that we just don't really need. So I'm going to show you how to install it.
Run desktop text C item items themes exe 1 thunder Timidity CVS 081206 setup exe 108.
The Timidity CVS 108ENG.exe is in the utilities folder as well, so you can download that. I'll press enter.
Timidity CVS 081206 dialog. Welcome to Timidity install program. OK button. Timidity CVS 081206 dialog property page. If you accept the terms of the agreement, click agree to continue. You must accept the agreement to install Timidity CVS 081206. Press page down to see the red agree button next property page, or select the optional components you wish to install. Select the type of install. Space required 55.0 MB. Combo box typical collapsed.
Now choose custom.
Custom. Choose components. Optional Timidity. Timidity program files required. Not checked. 1 of 8 level 0. Optional DLLS checked. 2 of 8 level 0. Space not checked.
You'll need that.
Music checked. Space not. Timidity driver checked. 4 of 8 level 0. WinDrive configurator set window checked. 5 of 8 level 0. Space not checked. Create shortcuts in start menu checked. 6 of 8 level 0. Space not. Create quick launch. Space not. Set environment variable for config editor checked. 8 of 8 levels. Space not checked.
All I need is the driver.
Back button. Next button out. Install property page. Space browse. Button out. Edit selected. C. Timidity CVS 081206 dialog. Back button out. B. Install button out. I. Cancel button. Graphic. Graphic. Null soft install system v2.41. Null soft install system v2.41. Choose install location. Choose the folder in which to install Timidity CVS 081206. Choose the folder in which to install Timidity CVS 081206. Graphic. Property page. Space required 4.7 MB. Select the.
So you'll need 4.7 MB for our current components.
Browse back install button next unavailable extract Timwa 32GXE 10 Timidity CVS 08120 Timidity CVS 081206 dialog old driver is found. You must reboot after this install completed. OK button old driver is found. You must reboot after.
Yeah, because I think I installed it for the demonstration, but it was the same version, so we could just press enter.
No, Timidity CVS 081206.
Under most circumstances, you shouldn't get that message.
V2.41 null soft install system V2. Fin property space not checked.
If you want to launch the player, I'll just uncheck that checkbox.
Finish button Alt F.
And press finish.
C. Pro.
Now we need to get the data. So I have a virtual setting on my site that has the BrailleSense patch data. So you can. What you do is
run
you.
Type the next C colon C window.
Basically, what you need to do is first
W Windows item.
You need to well,
virtual little.
If you have the take ownership registry patch, you can just take ownership of the tmini.cfg in the Windows folder, and then basically you can copy it over. But for the demonstration purpose, we're going to extract it and then
run
copy all the files.
Controller. C, G, Proscap, Items, U, Utility, Items, GM7, Ether, Contact, Unmute, 7, Zip, Open, Extract, Files, E3 of 11, Open, Archive, 01 of 11, Open, Extract, Extract, C, Code, Backslash, S, O, U, N, D, S, E, T, Extracting, C, Virtual, Run, Dialog, Type, C, Zip, Code, C,
Extracted to a sound set folder on my computer.
S, Sound Set, Active, GM1 of 2.
I'll move this over to my Timidity folder.
Items, UT, Talking, Dossbot, Timidity, Items, GM16 of 60, Item, Sound Set, 5, Item, Selected.
And now,
IW, Windows, Items, Destination, Folder, Space, Pause, The Op, 90, Comp, C, Status Bar, Virtual Record, Run, Dossbot, C, S, Sound Set, Talking, Sound Set, Delete, No, Yes, But, C, Head, Talking, Dossbot, Virtual Record.
Now let's,
Start with,
set my default device,
Virtual MIDI.
Because, if you have CoolSoft installed, you can just set your default MIDI out device for Windows Media Player, but any application that has something that lets you choose your device, you need to set that manually. But Windows Media Player is my default player, so I just use the CoolSoft configurator. Basically, in Windows 8, MIDI Mapper was taken out because Windows XP was taken out from like the user side, but then in Vista 7 it still internally remained, so you could still change your default device. In Windows 8, it was removed completely, so a device had to like rely on an ID of a MIDI device or something. So, anyway.
Website, domain, temp, mid, domain, property, MIDI driver.
I'll press enter.
Virtual recorder dialog. Stop. Run dialog.
Let's say we're gonna play a MIDI
program.
File.
Fold. D-O-U-F-E-F-T-F. Text. Documents. Window. N. MIDI files. 15. Items.
Let's see.
Items. U. MIDI M. Third. Microsoft Windows. Items. U. List. 95. 2. Items. U. Canyon. Mid. 2. Of. Clouds. Mid. 3. Of. 5.
And if I press enter, the following will happen.
Now. S.
So basically, it's, if you've heard the Braille sounds before, it sounds similar to it, or I don't know exactly, it probably does, but I mean, you got all the sound set. It's 3 megabytes.
Spooky.
So that's what that sounds like. It sounds a lot better than the Microsoft GS Wavetable. And it's only 3 megabytes of samples, so that's pretty good. And I'd still prefer OPL3 over anything. Like, I like FM synthesis, and still prefer OPL3 over any synth. But if you're more of a sample-based person, you want to go for a quite small sound set, you could just get the Braille Sense sound set in Timidity, and then you'll be set. So,
C, user's data, Jake documents, MIDI files, virtual recorder, dialogue, stop button, alt S.
I'll probably be demonstrating the player on a different podcast, and the player lets you export to WAV files, so that's pretty nice. So, see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.